latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. According to numerous reports, Mike Ashley has agreed a deal in principle to sell Newcastle United for £300 million. Ashley revealed in an interview with Sky News last week that he was in discussions with several potential buyers and he was feeling optimistic a deal could go through before the January transfer window. Former Manchester United and Chelsea chief executive Peter Kenyon is believed to be the firm favourite to buy the Magpies after proving he indeed has the funds from backers like Rockefeller Capital Management to buy the club. It is now thought a £300 million deal has been agreed in principle for the 64-year-old to take over at St James's Park, with the payment rumoured to be made in staggered amounts, something Ashley was previously against when Amanda Staveley tried to purchase the club nearly 12 months ago. Unfortunately for Newcastle fans, the Kenyon Group is still in due diligence, and the bad news is that it won't be until January before the deal is completed, meaning transfer business may be limited. But on a positive note, the Geordie faithful appear closer to getting their wish of seeing Ashley leave the club after a controversial spell as owner. And finally, Rafa Benitez is said to have reignited his interest in Benfica midfielder Andreas Samaris, with the club now eyeing a cut-price January deal now his contract is due to expire in the summer. Samaris was a name that was linked with a move to St James's Park in the summer window. However, Newcastle were put off by Benfica's £10 million asking price just a few months ago. However, he could now be available for a considerably less amount in January, given that he will be available on a free next summer. Newcastle are hoping they can nip in with a bid that is rumoured to be around the £5 or £6 million mark to get their target.